Monday, right now on the Morning Machine.
And you know what time it is? It is, once again, it is the 9 o'clock hour, and it looks as though nobody can hear me yet, but if you can, we are here, and we are on Mental Health and Mindset Monday, the Power Hour. So you definitely want to make sure that you are continue to be locked in and ready to go. And as always, we do this every single Monday right here on the Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. And there we go. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were good. Okay. All right. You thought I was tripping there. But anyway, it is 4 minutes past the hour. The Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. The Power Hour is going strong. And you know, we always start off with Mental Health Monday. And this is the start of Mental Health Awareness Month. All right. But to have you know, we've been doing this all year long. So you can come here every Monday to get that. So let's start the Power Hour with Dr. Earl Bowen Jr., who is Assistant Professor in Social and Behavioral Science and the University Counselor at the Cheney University of Pennsylvania. He is licensed by the Pennsylvania State Board of Social Workers, Marriage and Family Therapists, and Professional Counselors. He is also certified in Dialectical Behavioral Therapy. Now, Dr. Bowen completed countless research, publications, you name it, he's done it. So when you hear him speak, we're definitely listening, especially in a month like this where we need to be raising awareness, but we raise awareness all year long. Now, additionally, Dr. Bowen serves as Associate Rabbi at Congregation Temple Beth El, located in my hometown. Sorry, Sixers fans, we're out. Better luck next year. I know it's important to Dr. Bowen that we update this, but it's cool. We got the Phillies to look forward to. It's all good. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's start Mental Health Monday. Dr. Bowen, powerful morning to you.
I'm fine. Doing well, Brother Rob. Doing well. How are you, sir?
Feeling good, feeling great. Despite the loss, it was a hard-fought battle, but it's all good. But I will say this, though. Yeah, very heartbreaking. However, amidst the heartbreak, there's a lot of stress going on, and especially for HBCUs and colleges everywhere, it's exam time, finals. Those are the finals that really count. So, yeah, there's a lot of stress out here these days. So I think that's what we're talking about this morning. Is that correct, Dr. Bowen?
Yeah, we're talking about stress. And the main thing I want to talk about this morning, Brother Rob, is the stress that we bring upon ourselves. You know, there's a lot of external stress that just comes from being a part of this worldly existence. But there's a lot of stress we bring on ourselves. And so sometimes I'll fluctuate between the external factors, societal issues, and I might end with some perspective on that as well. But for the most part, I want to talk about things we do to ourselves that cause a lot of probably unnecessary stress. And this morning, I really wanted to focus on the mental health costs of becoming a perfectionist. That is, that people are looking at, you know, everything has to be perfect. And so the idea of becoming a perfectionist obviously causes a lot of problems for us. So when I talk about a perfectionist, I'm really talking about people who tend to set very high standards for themselves. And there's nothing wrong with setting high standards. But there are some things about a perfectionist that sort of distinguishes them from other people. That is, the idea of being a perfectionist is this notion that nothing that you do is ever quite good enough. You know, you give it your very best, but somehow that there's this thing that goes off in your head to say, you know what, I could have done better. Nothing is quite good enough. And so clinically, we call this type of behavior a maladaptive perfectionist. adapter. And so sometimes a perfectionist can turn, let's say, everyday tasks sometimes into nightmares. So I just gave you a quick example. They have a guest over for dinner, and they noticed that somehow the napkin is folded the wrong way. The napkin is folded the wrong way. This can cause a perfectionist to go into a sort of a mini panic attack, whether it was their doing or someone that was helping them to set the table. That can become a big deal. So a maladaptive perfectionist is the belief that something is always broken. Something's always broken. So they get degrees, they get achievement awards, they get accolades. To a perfectionist, these are pieces of paper, but none of which can fix what they think needs to be fixed. That is, it just causes them to go after more stuff. So whatever they achieve, there's always more stuff that they want to go after. So what I'm talking about with perfectionists, particularly a maladaptive professionalist, is it's a personality trait. It's a pattern of behavior. And it's often characterized by relentless striving for extremely high standards. And these high standards can either be for themselves, or it could be for significant others in their lives. So you can see where if you happen to be living with someone who has characteristics of what I'm talking about this morning, their perspective on life can negatively impact how you view life, because they can make things uncomfortable, because as hard as you try, you may never be able to meet or live up to their level of expectations. So as you could probably surmise even by now, that this type of behavior is often associated with a heightened level of anxiety. That is, anxiety is one of the mental health issues that tends to kick in with people who exemplify maladaptive perfectionist behavior. It also increases self-criticism, and then it increases depression, and it decreases satisfaction with life. So mental health issues start to creep in with anxiety, self-criticism, and depression. And so oftentimes with a perfectionist, these types of behaviors are tied into the person's sense of self-worth. That is, I'm not worthy because I'm not meeting these expectations that I've set for myself. So, as I talked about earlier, in their mind, things are never quite good enough. It's sort of the belief, when you think about it, it's sort of the belief and drive for perfection that compels you to present, regardless of the personal cost. So even though you may know that this pursuit toward being a perfectionist is going to affect your health, it doesn't matter. In other words, the personal cost becomes secondary in their lives. Again, this can be very, very destructive, self-destructive. It's sort of, think about it, this constant drive that causes stress and impacts your ability to function well. So that, Brother Rob, is how this gets back to this whole idea of stress. So we're talking about this knack to be a perfectionist and how it introduces stress into the lives of people, how it contributes toward depression, and how it contributes toward anxiety. Now, despite all that, right, some people sort of wear this sort of like as a badge of honor. And so to them, it's like, that's just the way I am. So regardless of whatever the cost might be, they persist in that mode of behavior. So, but what I don't want is to, is for people who may be listening this morning to misconstrue the message that I'm trying to convey. That is, like, a high level of perfectionism is, in fact, or can be beneficial. Because setting high standards are very important. The point, though, that I want to make is that those standards need to be realistic. And those standards need to be flexible. And the goals need to be adaptable. So if you're setting high standards that are realistic, that have some degree of flexibility and adaptable, then that's actually a good thing. And that's not what I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about when these things become maladaptive, when they're not flexible, when they're not adaptable, and when these standards, in fact, are unrealistic. What that means is that if you don't achieve exactly what you set out to do, it's okay. Because there is acceptance that goes along with it. So you set out to achieve specific goals, and let's say for whatever reason you don't quite get there, but you did the best you could based on the circumstances and what you were dealing with at the time, so it's okay. It's the other end of the spectrum that causes issues of stress and anxiety and depression, because with the maladaptive perfectionist, think about the fact that this alarm bell goes off, right? And it says, whatever you have done, it's not quite good enough. You've done your very best, but somehow you could have done better. It's not quite good enough. Now, the mental health conundrum is also associated with self-esteem. Because people who are highly maladaptive in their knack of perfection, if they don't reach that mark, their self-esteem starts to go down. And so this conundrum of how it affects your self-esteem is underpinned by this sort of persistent pursuit of attainment of success. That's the number one goal, however you define success. That is, you tend to judge yourself based on your own self-imposed standards. And again, standards that are often quite demanding. And so the words that often stick out with a maladaptive, perfectionist attitude, it's always about what I should do, and I would be doing X, Y, and Z. So the words that tend to stick in your mind are things like, I should be doing X, Y, and Z, or I must be doing X, Y, and Z. So the question becomes, why do people feel this way? You know, what is it that drives this? And so I think it's an understanding of, one, has to do with the sense of control, the feeling that if I'm not doing the things that I feel I must do or I should do, somehow I've lost my sense of control. The other thing is with maladaptive perfectionists, a lot of it has to do with the upbringing that you had as a child. This childhood upbringing also becomes another area to think about. Thinking about how you were raised as a child. Maybe as a child you were raised where everything had to be in perfect order, so that the chairs around the table had to be set in a certain way. the kitchen pots had to be arranged in a certain manner. So you grew up with the sense of this is how things are supposed to be. And if there was any deviation from those things, there were either penalties or there was some sense of shaming or embarrassment. So sometimes how we grow up as children has a lot to do with that as well. Just kind of keeping that in mind as well. And so the thing about the repercussions of being a perfectionist, particularly when it's maladaptive, is that you tend to become very critical of other people. So people who don't subscribe to that philosophy or mentality, you tend to criticize them. So if they don't complete projects the way you think they should be completed, you might belittle the person or put the person down. Or maybe they make mistakes. Their mistakes are often amplified as well as their shortcomings. So you can see how a maladaptive perfectionist can cause problems not only for themselves, but their interactions with other people. And that's also something else that we have to keep in mind, that is how our behavior begins to negatively impact other people. So this hyper focus on the flaws of other people, again, can lead to a heightened sense of anxiety. It can lead to self-doubt. And it also can cause problems for people who have to make decisions. So think about someone who is always looking toward being a perfectionist and what they need to do. They tend to have difficulty making decisions because they're so afraid that they're going to make the wrong decision. So they struggle with that, and so anxiety comes in. They also tend to be overthinkers. So they overly think situations again, because they began to reflect on what about if it's not perfect. They also tend to have this propensity toward procrastination. So, and then of course there's a fear of failure. So the problem with trying to obtain these goals that sometimes are unrealistically high is that what kicks in, not only anxiety, but also overthinking, the hesitance in making decisions, procrastination, and then ultimately the fear of failure. So all of these things are then compounded by this personality disorder that happens. So you see there's a cycle of things that happen, and sometimes that can lead to stagnation. That is, you don't do anything because you know, you're stagnated. You know, I'm afraid if I do that, then this will happen. And this is not going to be the perfect order that I want it to be in. And so the issue becomes, how do you break out of this perfectionist trap? Because it is a trap. And so this morning is about, if you have some of these tendencies, how do you break out of them? The first thing you have to do is you have to realize that perfectionism is a fallacy. It's a fallacy. And so it entails understanding and accepting that making mistakes are a part of the learning process called life. Making mistakes is part of the learning process that we call life. And so it's important that if you have some of these characteristics, that you work on shifting the focus to acknowledge and, first of all, to celebrate the successes that you have in life. And celebrating those successes, no matter how small they might be, because it might be something very, very small, but you want to celebrate that because that's a success, rather than fixating on perceive failures. And so this can be very, very, very powerful. The other thing is to begin to reevaluate how you assess yourself and your life in general. How do you assess yourself? Begin to reassess that. Are your thoughts helpful? Do they perpetuate a narrative that you're trying to move away from? What answer would you come up with? The thoughts that you have, are they helpful or do they perpetuate a narrative that you need to move away from? And so this is all part of this sort of reassessing the self. And the final thing, near end, would be to show self-compassion, to be compassionate toward yourself. So what we do know from studying this whole idea of perfectionism and mental health is that people with higher levels of self-compassion tend to exhibit more positive outcomes, particularly when it comes to improved physiological responses to stress, to lower levels of depression, as well as anxiety. Then I would add, so that it's important if you see yourself stuck in this trap of maladaptive perfectionism, is that you begin to reframe the way you perceive mistakes in life. Begin to reframe how you perceive them, understanding that they will always occur no matter how hard you try. Mistakes will invariably happen. So it's important that you learn how to take them in stride and let mistakes push you forward in your journey through life. So that's really my take on this whole idea of becoming a maladaptive perfectionist. There are probably some closing comments I would like to make for the few minutes that we have left, Brother Rob. And really, that has to do with the sort of societal view of life. So we live in a very competitive, capitalistic society in which the messages are always about getting ahead at any cost. And so sometimes, we can, in fact, get caught up in that. That is, you have to be successful. You have to basically go above and beyond. And particularly, I think people, black people in particular, because we've been in a situation historically where we've been, sort of on that bottom rim of the socioeconomic ladder. So I know our parents, and I know this was true in my family growing up as well. The message was always, you've got to be good at what you do. You've got to be better. And so sometimes these societal views can actually put some pressure on us to attain some of these high standards that might, in some cases, cause mental health issues that happen in our lives. So I understand that there are the broader implications, societal expectations, the competitive nature of our society, the emphasis on getting ahead and coming in first, and then winners versus losers. All of these things can happen. And so this westernized view of life can also impinge on these things. But I think the message that I'm trying to convey this morning is that some of these things we may unnecessarily bring upon ourselves. But we have to be very, very cognizant of that. As parents, we have to be very clear that we don't impose some of these values that are highly and sometimes not only unrealistic, but not flexible and maladaptive to our children, because we want to see our children do well in life. But what we don't want to do is put pressure on them where they feel they have to do this in order to be a success. And we have to begin to redefine what failure means. A failure does not mean that it's over. It just means you've learned a very important lesson that you can rebound from and be better. And so that's really my message this morning, Brother Rob, is this whole idea of a maladaptive perfectionist mentality. and some basic things that we can do to counteract that, so that we present the best version of ourselves as we navigate our way through this thing that we call life.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, all the best to you as well and listeners, and pray that everyone has a good week, safe, prosperous, and may it be the will of the Most High that we're able to once again continue to have these discussions on mental health and wellness.